Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My name is Katherine Lofton, and I teach at Yale University.
So what do we mean when we talk about the meaning of life or meaning in life? What does it feel like to feel that your life is meaningful?
I love that you use the word feel in that sentence. We often stop at what do we mean about the meaning of life, and then we usually give one-line answers or a set of components. So finding happiness, satisfaction, sense of social purpose, or I just want some kids, a dog, a house. So they're either these single things or components that set up an idea of a sort of dollhouse endgame. And but the use of the word feeling is so beautiful because I think for so many people who have the components or don't have the components, it's elusive what the meaning of it is. To me, answering that question is about feeling, about assessing what it is to get up in the morning, to imagine that the day is worth moving through with curiosity, and knowing that that movement won't include violence, won't include insult. And then when facing inevitable violence and insult, not allowing that to determine the entirety of yourself. But I worry a lot that in this time, in this moment, so many people are vulnerable to literal and verbal and affective violence, that naming meaning feels like a cruelty before their everydayness. I think we have devalued feeling, or we've gendered feeling. We've made feeling a thing that shows you're not tough enough to get the components and achieve the abstraction. And I think that those acts of overriding emotion are why so many of us are in deep despair. I adore this poet, Kay Ryan, who was Poet Laureate of the United States. And that's an accolade that she received that seems almost wrong to highlight. Even to say that, it serves a vision of what it would mean to be important, that she was honored by some nation state notion of humanist excellence. But she has this great poem called Atlas. And the opening passage is a passage I say to myself over and over, like a shibboleth. It's extreme exertion isolates a person from help, discovered Atlas. So here she's calling upon that great mythic image of Atlas holding up the earth and points to that exertion. So what it looks like is Atlas is doing the work of the world. He's lifting us up. And Ryan sails in and says, look at that martyr. He's so isolated. I mean, this is, you know, today's reading is every day I say that to myself for different reasons. I say that phrase, extreme exertion isolates a person from help, when I speak to a college student who is frightened that her parents are going to be taken into ICE custody and that she might have a COVID diagnosis. And she's crying about all the work she should be doing for classes. I say that phrase to myself when I speak to a mother who is unable to do her job right now in the way that she imagines will keep her in the game. I say that phrase when I talk to a relative who works in circumstances that are so precarious and they're trying to apply for more jobs, but they don't have good internet service and they can't seem to finish an application. And is there any way we could figure out to get them a hotspot so they can apply for a fourth job? So all of this extreme exertion isolates a person from help. And so all the ways in which in here that the key word that's missing is capitalism, that to survive, to pull together the resources we need. Oh, if I just had this much more money, my cousin says, I would have time to think. Like if I could just not worry about that bill, or I could not worry about my second cousin's illness that requires, oh, I could just be calmer. But that's the self-deception. It's an understandable self. That's what we're trained to think. Just keep working and that money will solve your problems. Or just keep acting and you won't feel the pain. But all of that exertion isolates you from collectivity, solidarity, from what we all have felt in our deepest moments of sadness, that sometimes just calling someone on the phone, hearing their voice, hearing them rehearse aloud reasons for the good, you walk away not healed of what is cracked, of what is not right in capital, but you feel differently about yourself as being able to survive it. And enough of those conversations, of course, builds this incredible thing, solidarity. So yeah, for me, the question of meaning seems very tied into being reminded in the moments of plaintiveness that your very exertion, that thing that you're taught to do, because when you work hard, you'll get good, but that itself pulls you away from being knit into the fabric of other people. I think one of the challenges for people of privilege is that they are so subsumed by inactive grief and guilt over their socioeconomic possibility that they, A, don't see the pain that coexists with that possibility. So I do agree that it's a privilege to be able to write long essays about inequality, and I'm in a business and a professorial life where that's true. That is a privilege. But I don't think it's a privilege to feel pain or to be able to name pain or sing pain in a backseat of a car. And I think the challenge is that privileged people often imagine that their privilege is either a weapon they have to justify. Well, I worked hard. Everyone else can work hard. Or, I know it's so terrible. I feel so badly. And I think both of those dispositions are weakening their capacity to name the feeling that they have in that moment, which is what? What is the feeling? Is the feeling guilt? Is it about distance from others? Is it about what you sacrificed to gain? And the more we could name that, I think the more we would participate in what, you know, cultural theorists describe as the social critique of capitalism. We work together to say, not we can magically have a new system, but what real pain does this reaching past our discomfort create?
Making Meaning is a limited series from Ministry of Ideas. It is produced by me, Zachary Davis, and Jack Pombriant. If you enjoyed this episode, you can support us by sharing the show with your friends, subscribing, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. For more information, visit our website at ministryofideas.org. You can connect with us on Twitter, where we're at Ministry of Ideas. You can also email us at zachary@ministryofideas.org. We would love to hear from you. Ministry of Ideas is a proud member of Hub and Spoke, a Boston-centric collective of smart, idea-driven podcasts. You can check out all of our shows at hubspokeaudio.org.
Hi, I'm Willow Belden, the host of Out There. Over the past 9 years, we've been sharing award-winning outdoor stories. Stories that use nature to help you make sense out of life. And now, we're excited to bring you a new season. The theme for the season is
Silence.
Each episode will share a story about finding stillness amidst the noise, whether that's literal or figurative.
I've never seen you that happy and enjoying yourself. You were just so, that was beaming type of joy.
It's one of those things where you just feel like you belong with the universe. It's like, it almost feels like a religious experience in a sense.
I haven't had a wedding, but I would assume it's something like that, where it's like, this is such an important day. So every single thing is a blur and also the most important thing that's ever happened.
Join us as we go outside in order to better understand ourselves. Together, we'll seek out the healing quiet of nature. We'll navigate the loss of inner stillness after an injury. And we'll silence the critics that are holding us back. Follow Out There wherever you're listening right now or at outtherepodcast.com.